GOP Rep. Brooks, "If you oppose slavery, you should not be chumming up to communist China." By Jeff Poor on January 19, 2022. Wednesday, during an appearance on FBN's Cavuto, Coast to Coast, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, called for companies that do business with China to be held accountable. The Alabama Republican told fill-in host David Asman that it was especially true ahead of this year's Winter Olympics in Beijing. "Well, I wish that these American corporations would have a greater love of country and show their patriotic values by, first, understanding how bad the Communist Chinese Party regime is," he said. "That's important. They are slave masters. You've got basically 10% of the Chinese population. That's the Communist Party members, who rule. And the other 90% do what the party dictates. Or else they may be disappeared or punished in some fashion. You've got them being a military foe of the United States of America or threatening to invade an ally of the United States. Taiwan, even to the point where not so long ago they were not so subtly threatening Japan with a nuclear strike should Japan have the audacity to abide by its treaty obligations with Taiwan," Brooks continued. "You've got similar kinds of bellicose reactions to Australia. And then you've got COVID-19. This was made, in my judgment, in a bioweapons lab in Wuhan that has resulted in the loss of life of millions of Americans. All these things put together, I wish American companies were being more responsible and understand that Communist China is not a friend of our values. In fact, it's very much a foe, and we need to act accordingly." Brooks acknowledged that Americans have the freedom to do business with China but urged Americans to hold them accountable by not purchasing Chinese products. "Well, in America, we have such freedoms," he said. "Certainly, if they were Chinese companies, they would not be allowed to act that way with respect to a geopolitical foe. But since they are American companies, yes, they can do it, but we, the American people, ought to hold them accountable, and if we decide not to purchase their products or not do favors for them in Congress as so often is the case, then we should act accordingly based on their having shown very vocally that they are not being patriotic to the country of their birth." He applauded NS Cantor Freedom's vocal stance against China and noted that China had enslaved more of its own people within its own borders than any nation in human history. "Well, let me emphasize something, when we talk about the NBA and some individuals. I applaud those individuals who stand strong in the face of the mighty dollar and NBA pressure from on high to do the wrong thing," Brooks added. "But we need to understand that Communist China stands out in one regard. They have enslaved more people within their own borders than any other nation in history. So if you oppose slavery, you should not be chumming up to Communist China, and you should take that into account. If you wanted to do business with Communist China, fine, but the rest of the world needs to understand that. And we as consumers need to act accordingly. I have no desire to purchase products from companies that chummy up to Communist China, given all the bad things that are emanating from that regime." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.